series of shiurim on Hilchos Tefillah. There are many shailas related to Hilchos Tefillah that come up quite frequently, some even on a daily basis. What I'd like to do, Be'ezer Hashem, is to first give the background to Hilchos Tefillah, and then we'll try to talk about some of these shailas, and hopefully, by better understanding the halachas of Tefillah, that'll help us daven more properly. The first question that we have to address is whether the mitzvah of tefillah every day is mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabbanan. The Gemara in Tainis on the base of the Aleph quotes a drasha of the Sifri. In the pasuk "Lavdo b'chol levavchem," the Sifri writes, "Eizohi avoda shebelev heviyom ezot tefillah." What's an avoda shebelev? What's a service of the heart? That's tefillah. So at first glance, the impression you get from the Gemara, from the Sifri, is that the mitzvah of tefillah is a deraisa. But in fact, the Rishonim have a debate as to what kind of tefillah is this pasuk referring to. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, writes that taka, it is a mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. Once a day, every day, says the Rambam. And that's derived from this pasuk. Rambam actually quotes another pasuk first. Mitzvah sasei lehispal b'chol yom shneim v'avadetim es Hashem Elokeichem. First, the Rambam quotes another pasuk, v'avadetim es Hashem Elokeichem. That doesn't mean it's a din derabbanan. Omru chachamim, mipi hashmua means that it's a kabbalah to understand ulavdu b'chol levavchem as telling me that there's a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Says the Rambam, ve'ein minyan hatefillos min haTorah, ve'ein mishnah hatefillah hazos min haTorah, ve'ein letefillah zman kavua min haTorah. There are three things that are not min haTorah. Mitzvah daraisa is to daven once a day, every day. The minyan hatfilah is the fact that we daven shachas mincha marav, that's not daraisa. Mishnah hatfilah, that means the nusach hatfilah, the matbea, the formula of the tfilah, that's not daraisa either. That was nikfa by the chachamim later. And zmanei tfilah, exactly when to daven, that's not daraisa either. So three things are not daraisa, the Rambam concedes. That's minyan hatfilah, Nusach HaTfilah and Zman Tfilah, but the concept of davening is definitely deraisa. The concept of davening, says the Rambam, once a day, every day, that's deraisa. Learn from Lo'avdu B'chol Levavchem and from V'avadetim Es Hashem Elokeichem. So who was Mesaken and Nusach HaTfilah? So the Rambam continues the next few halachas that Ezra Nehemiah, the Yoli Bavel, came back to Eretz Yisrael and they didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh so well, so the Chachamim decided that they would be kovei a nusach tefillah. It used to be before the time of Ezra Nehemiah that everyone made up their own tefillah. They knew Lashon HaKodesh, so they could create their own tefillah, and they would daven once a day, every day. But the Chachamim saw that the people coming back from Babel didn't know Lashon HaKodesh well enough, and they wanted them to daven Lashon HaKodesh. So Chazal were kovei a nusach tefillah the Lashon HaKodesh. The nusach tefillah was nikva later. And Zmanei Tefillah as well, Chazal Koveya, exactly when to daven, and that we should daven three times. Yes, as the Gemara in Brachas in the beginning of the fourth parak establishes, Tefillos Avos Tiklum, that doesn't mean Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov who is sakin the Tefillah, it means that they daven the Shachas Milchamar. So Chazal later will Koveya Keneged the Avos. They saw in the Avos a paradigm for having tefillah three times a day, so that's why they were koveya the tefillah for three times a day. That's not the rice. Not the rice. That's the hakona de rabbanan that Chazal were koveya later. This is the opinion of the Rambam. Because if Mishnah, their quotes from the Ramban, was masig on the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs also in Mitzvah Hay writes that tefillah is a mitzvah that rice once a day every day, and the Ramban in his Asogas on the Rambam, there disagrees. Then he says he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah deraisa to daven each and every day. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not a mitzvah deraisa b'chol. I love the b'chol levavchem. So the Ramban, that's not talking about once a day every day. What's that talking about? It's talking about tefillah be'ez tzara. That's what the Ramban holds. That the mitzvah deraisa to daven is be'ez tzara. Someone has a job interview, or if he has a final exam, or he has an even more significant sorrow. So That's when the mitzvah deraisa applies according to the Rambam. Like the pasuk in Parshas Baloscha, the chisavol mulchama, the artzachem latzar atzor esam v'hariosam b'chatzotzros. Chatzotzros, b'loy chatzotzros is a bechina of tefila. It's a mitzvah to be zoik ve'eis tzara, to daven ve'eis tzara. That's what the love the b'chol u'bavchem is teaching me according to the Rambam. A mitzvah deraisa to daven ve'eis tzara. But not every day. Every day is not an eis tzara. So the Rambam would say, if it's not an eis tzara, there's no mitzvah deraisa. There's a mitzvah derabbanan to daven. So there's no mitzvah deraisa. There's a famous idea that they quote from the Rav. The Rav suggested that maybe the Rambam actually agrees with the Rambam. The only mitzvah deraisa of tefillah is davening beis tzara. So the Rav, the only thing the Rambam disagreed with is that the Rambam claims that every single day is an eis tzara. Because we don't know what is lying in wait for us in the day. The trials and tribulations of daily life, those are also itos of tzara. Person doesn't know. He's driving on the road. Is he going to get into a car accident, chalila, or not? Person is walking on the street. Doesn't know. Is he going to get sick, not get sick? There are times of tzara that a person doesn't even realize are lurking in the shadows, right? That are lurking, hidden. He doesn't realize what he's going to be exposed to on a daily basis. So maybe what the Rambam had in mind, this is what the Rav claimed, is that even davening every day is davening for eis tzara, meaning davening to save us from an eis tzara. That's why the Rambam holds that davening every day is a deraisa. It's not that he argues fundamentally with the Rabban and says that the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah is different. It's not tefillah beis tzara. Tefillah beis tzara, of course, is deraisa, but even tefillah that's not beis tzara is also deraisa according to the Rambam. No, maybe the Rambam admits to the Rambam. The only kind of tefillah that's deraisa is tefillah beis tzara. But the Rambam claims that even davening every day is tefillah beis tzara because we don't even know what kinds of tzaras, chalila, we might be exposed to that day. This is the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam. Is tefillah deraisa once a day, every day, or is it only deraisa beis tzara? What's an afkamina? What does it matter? Tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan, we still have to do it. What's the difference between tefillah is deraisa and tefillah derabbanan? So of course, the classical difference between deraisas and derabbanans is what? Safek, exactly. Let's say safek hispala. Let's say a person forgets, he doesn't know if he davened or not. So if you assume, and he hasn't davened yet, hasn't davened even once, if he davened once, or if he davened shachas, now he has a safek about minchas, even the Rambam would say that's only derabbanan. Right? We're talking that he hasn't davened as of yet. Safek, whether he davened or not, is he mechuyev to daven or not? So according to the Rambam, since once a day, every day is deraisa, he's mechuyev to daven. According to the Ramban, since even once a day is not deraisa, it's only tefillah beis tzara that's deraisa. According to the Rambam, he'd be potter. Speke de rabbanan lekula, speke de raisa lechumra. According to the Rambam, that tefillah once a day, every day is deraisa, speke de raisa lechumra, he'd be mechuyev to daven. According to the Ramban, even once a day is not deraisa, it's only derabbanan, svege derabbanan lekula, he would not have to daven. That's one nafkamina that the poskim point out. But there's another fascinating nafkamina that the poskim link to this question, the machlokas derabbanan and Ramban. And that is the obligation of noshim, where the women are obligated to daven every day or not. Or I should better say, how many times are women obligated to daven every day? Mishnah and Brochus and Avchofam and Aleph list all the chiyuvim of Noshim. The chiyuvim and the pturim. Women are pturas from kriyishma, from tefillin, the chayiv and b'chas amazim, the chayiv and tefillah. The Mishnah says, Noshim chayavos b'tefillah. Noshim chayavos b'tefillah. So pturos from kriyishma and tefillin, the Gemara says, those are mitzvahs asei shazman grama. So Noshim apturas are all mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Birchas Hamazon, Tefillah. Okay, let's leave out Birchas Hamazon for a moment. Tefillah, why the Chayavos in Tefillah? Why, it's also Zman Grama. You daven three times a day. So, the Rambam in Halacha Beis of Perek Aleph Hilchos Tefillah says, no, it's Taka not Zman Grama. Tefillah is a mitzvah, say Shaloa Zman Grama. Why is it Loa Zman Grama? Well, it's once a day, every day. That's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama means a specific time. A specific time. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah deraisa is once a day, every day, and any time during the day. Kedavin just once a day, every day. That's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama means at a specific time during the day. First of all, it could be Zman Grama if it's only certain days. And then it could also be Zman Grama if it's a specific time during the day, like Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema might be every day, but it's twice a day. B'shar Chol Kumecha. Twice a day. Very specific times during the day. So that's Zman Grama. Says the Rambam, Tfilas Mitzvah say Shalom Zman Grama. Because it's once a day, every day, and there's no specific time to do it during the day. So that's why Noshim Achayavos and Tfilah. If it would have been a mitzvah seisha azman grama, of course they would have been part of like Kriyishma and Tfilin, but it's low azman grama. It's not time dependent. But because it's not time dependent, the Noshim are going to be Chayavos. Aye, but the Chachamim made it zman grama. The Chachamim introduced three Tfilahs. Yeah, but the Chachamim didn't introduce three Tfilahs to exempt women. Introduced three tefillahs to be machmir more on men. So says the Rambam, the women remain with the mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa that's lo azman grama according to the Rambam, because it's once a day, every day. That remains a chiyuv for women. They're not obligated in three times a day, that's taka zman grama according to the Rambam. Women would only be obligated to daven once a day, every day, because they have the mitzvah daraisa. The takana derabanan never related to them bechlal. Because Chazal never meant to establish a tefillah three times a day for women. They wanted to be machmir on men. Women already have a chiyuv daraisa. Chazal never meant to be machmir on women. It's zman grama. Why should they be machmir? Why should women have to daven three times a day? But the regular mitzvah daraisa claims the Rambam, since it's a mitzvah seisha, lo zman grama, noshim atarka chayavos in that mitzvah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Vov Sivkot Beis writes that the minhag of women, at least where the Magen Avraham lived, the minhag of women was not to daven Shmona Esrei, because they're mekel for the rabbi. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. The women in his community didn't daven Shmona Esrei, because they were mekel for the rabbi that the mitzvah of tefillah for women is once a day, every day. And they felt that as long as they say some kind of a tchina, some kind of a bakosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me today, give me parnasa today, make sure I stay healthy today, please. Right? As long as they have some small, short bakasha, the women felt that's enough. That's a fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. So the women in the community of the Magen Avraham had the minhag not to daven Shmona Esrei. They would daven a tchina, a bakasha, every day. And with that bakasha, they fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah according to the Rambam. They were make up for the Rambam. That's what the Magen Avraham writes, but the Prima Godim disagrees. He points out that even according to the Rambam, that Nusach HaTfilah is not the Raisa, but there is a concept of Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodo'a Minatara. Meaning there's no text Minatara, but there is a format. There's a format for Tfilah Daraisa. You start off with Shevach, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have your Bakosha, you have a request, and you have to have Hodo'a. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He's given. Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodah, that's not Midrabanan, that's the format of Tefillah Daraisa. Maybe the text, maybe the formula of Tefillah Daraisa was not, the formula of Tefillah was not established by the Torah, that's established by the Chachamim, but maybe the text wasn't established by the Torah, it's established by the Chachamim, but the format is part of the Din Daraisa. That's learned from Sukkim. So Zog the Prima God, and he thinks that the minhag of the notion that the Magen Avraham quotes is a little bit questionable, because just saying a tchina, one tchina is not enough. I guess if they would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the greatest, please make sure to have parnasa today, thank you so much, that taka would be enough to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa feel according to the Rambam. But as long as you have the format of Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodah, then you will have fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa. But just to do what the Magen Avraham says the women are doing, that they have just a short tchina, with that they fulfill the mitzvah because they rely on the Rambam, that's highly questionable, says the Prima Godin. Because you do need the formula, the format of Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodah to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa according to the Rambam. Okay, but that's the Rambam Shita, that's the Machogas, Magen Avraham, and Prima Godin, within the Rambam, exactly what you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. But the Rambam clearly understands that women are obligated only to daven one tefillah, once a day, every day. The mitzvah deraisa for men is the mitzvah for women, because the mitzvah derabanan to daven three times a day, that was instituted for men, not for women. Questions? Would tashlumin be a nafkamina? Well, if you understand that women are only obligated to daven once, so it's not tashlum. If they don't daven shachris, let them daven mincha. It's not mincha shachris and maariv. In general. Okay, we'll have to see. As we continue, we'll have to talk about tashlum and see if it plays out in this issue. That's the Rambam sheet. What's it been according to the Rambam? Are women obligated to daven once a day? The Rambam doesn't talk about once a day every day, really. It just doesn't even come up. Because he assumes that the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah is tefillah be'esar. The Rambam felt that the mitzvah to daven three times a day, that's a mitzvah derabbanan. There is no mitzvah once a day every day according to the Rambam. So how does that all relate to women? The Mishnah does say nashim chayos betefillah, so what's going on? So comes the Rambam and says that he thinks women are obligated to daven three times a day. Three times, let's say more than once. We'll have to get them married in a moment, okay? But just to say it simply, women are obligated to daven more than once a day. Midrabbanan, Chazal were misaking the concept of davening three times a day, even for women. It's a mitzvah say shazman gram. Nashim apturas a mitzvah say shazman gram. So why should they be chayavas in tefillah? Comes the Ramban and says, this is an exception to the rule. We find in our mitzvah saseh shazman gram that women are obligated in. Take, for example, Kiddush on Shabbos. That's a deraisa, right? Zochas yom Shabbos l'kadsho. But the halacha is that even women are chayavas. The same Gemara in Brachas, daf chaf on the base, chock full of different halachas. The Gemara says, Noshim chayavas b'kiddush hayom devar Torah. How do we know that Noshim are chayavas? It's an exception to the rule, even though it's a man grammar, they're still chayavas. Why? It's a special pasuk. Zocha b'shamer b'divar echad emru, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zchira. Noshim are obligated in the mitzvahs lo sasei of Shabbos. Why? Because even though it's zman grama, the rule is that noshim are pturos of mitzvahs sasei shazman grama, not for mitzvahs lo sasei shazman grama. So they're obligated in the mitzvahs lo sasei of Shabbos. Once they're obligated in the mitzvahs lo sasei, zocha v'shamah v'divar echad emru tells me that they're obligated in Kiddush too. Zocha means Kiddush. So zocha v'sham is a linkage between the two. If they're obligated in the mitzvahs lo sasei, even though there's zman grama, then they're obligated in Kiddush as well. Avi. We're going to get to that in a moment. Right. Well, the reason for tefillah is going to be a little different. We'll get to tefillah in a moment. What's another example of an exception? Matzah. Achilas matzah. On the Seder night. Yes, Sammy, you had something?
Isn't it different because there's no losase?
We're not up to tefillah. We're going to get to it in a moment. I'm just going through some of the exceptions, okay? Matzah. Ba'erev tochlu matzahs. Women are obligated in eating matzah. How so? If it's a mitzvah, say, shazman gram, why should they be chayavas? The answer is, the Gemara Pesachim explains, there's a linkage there too. The chametz and matzah, right? L'sochal olav chametz, shivas yamim, tochal olav matzahs, lechem oni. So there's a connection between chametz and matzah. Women are obligated in baruch chametz. Why? Because the mitzvah lo sase. Women are obligated in all mitzvahs lo sase, even if they are zman grama. So the Gemara makes a connection between matzah and chametz and says whoever is mechuyev in bal tochal chametz, whoever I should say is muzer in bal tochal chametz, not the chametz, is obligated to eat matzah. Again, an exception based on exeris hakasu because women are obligated in chametz. Then there are other mitzvahs that women are obligated in, even though there's man grama, like neres chanukah, mikra megillah. As Avi said, afin hayu ba'oso hanes. These women were included within the miracles of Chanukah and the miracles of Purim, and they're obligated in those mitzvahs. As the Ramban, the same is true when it comes to tefillah. Tefillah might be a mitzvah say shazman grama, but women are obligated in this mitzvah. But why? There's no linkage to a losasei. The din of afen hayu ba'oso anez doesn't apply to tefillah. Why should they be pturos? Says the Ramban, it's not a gemara. Gemara daf chaf amud beis in brachas says that women are obligated in tefillah because rachamin inhu. What is tefillah? It's a bakoshas rachamin. Women don't need rachamin. Everyone needs rachamin. Because everyone needs rachamim, this is an exception to the rule. It might be zman grama, but Chazal understood that everyone needs rachamim. So when Chazal came and were misakein three tefillos every day, he included women in that takona. It's zman grama. It doesn't matter. It's rachamim, and Chazal understood that women need rachamim too. So they said everyone should daven. The men should daven, and the women should daven as well. There's no mitzvah daraisa to daven. Not an obligation. Beis Tzara, then everyone has an obligation. Even the Torah would say there's an obligation. But the obligation to daven every day, that was something that the Chachamim instituted. Why did they institute it? Because they understood with their deep vision, they understood that people need rachamim and they need the opportunity to daven and they need it to be an obligation. If it weren't an obligation, people wouldn't daven. So Chazal instituted that everyone should daven three times a day. But they didn't exclude women, even though it happens to be zman grama. It is time dependent, because Chazal understood that women also require rachamim. So they said that women should be obligated as well. That's how the Ramban understands the line of the Mishnah, Loshim Chayavos B'Tfilah. You see, the Ramban says that line is not Midrabanan. That line is the Raisa. Loshim Chayavos B'Tfilah. It's the mitzvah say shaloh as man grama. Loshim Chayavos. There's nothing enough to get on to the Takanas Chacham. So then, according to the Ramban, you can very easily say that the whole Takanas Rabbanan, daven three times a day, didn't apply to women. Because women are having that tefillah in our Torah. They're going to have rachamim anyway. So they're going to have rachamim anyway. What does it matter? The emphasis is the Rambam doesn't even mention the lashon of rachamim. He doesn't mention it at all. Either. Look at the Gemara inside. Look at the Gemara in Brachas and the Chacham Beis. You'll see there are different girsos. There's one girsa that rachamim is mentioned. And there's another girsa that's not in the Gemara B'chalal. Because you don't even need rachamim. Noshim are obligated even without the svar of rachamim. Why are they obligated? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shaloh asman grama. According to the Rambam, there's no need for a gemara. We don't need an explanation from the gemara. It's not zman grama, so of course noshim are going to be obligated. The whole svar of rachamim really has to be introduced only according to the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, davening every day is only a mitzvah derabanan. Because there is no mitzvah deraisa except be'es sara. So the whole mitzvah daven every day is part of the mitzvah davening three times a day. It's all midrabanan, and that is zman grama. So then the question comes back, why are nashim chayavos? So we have to answer according to the Ramban, rachamim. We have to have that gears of the Gemara, that because tefillah is rachamim, even though it's zman grama, chazal will masakin even for women. But according to the Ramban, women are obligated not because of rachamim. It's a nice svara, but that's not the reason why they're obligated. Chazal didn't obligate women above and beyond once a day every day. Because there was no need to obligate them. They already were davening. And why were they davening? Because once a day every day is a mitzvah say shaloh as man grama. So even though Shema are obligated. So Chazal didn't have to obligate women in tefillah. So the special takon of Chazal to daven times a day, according to the Rambam, that was only for men, not for women. Okay, so this is a major machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Yeah, when you look at the Rambam and the Ramban, you say, oh, it's a nice idea, the Reis and the Rabbanu, when does it apply? They saw the Rav. That's a nice lumbus, but there's a mamash nafkamina lemaisa. How much do women have to daven? Do they have to daven more than one tefillah? According to the Rambam, no. They only have an obligation of one tefillah. So they daven shakras, that's it. They don't have to daven mincha. According to the Ramban, even if they daven shakras, they still have to daven mincha. They have an obligation to daven at least shakras and mincha. Because Chazal instituted multiple tefillahs during the day, and even though it is zman grama, noshim are normally pturus and mitzvah seisha as zman grama, Chazal understood this is an exception to the rule because it's rachamim. Tefillah is rachamim. Noshim require rachamim as well, so they instituted that women should daven even though it is zman grama. Yes?
Is
the Beis Tzara
as
Zman Grama? No.
Really?
So it's not Zman Grama, something comes up.
So
it's not
why,
that.
Why wouldn't they be Chad anytime it's Beis Tzara?
They are, but does that mean that they're obligated every day? Beis Tzara means. Sorry?
According to the Rav, they said that they would be Chad every day.
That's according to the Rambam, and the Rambam Taka holds that both men and women are obligated every day. But you don't have to come on to a sar according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, that's just a fancy lumbus according to the Rambam. The basic sheet of the Rambam is once a day, every day. The phrase once a day, every day is not zman grama, because you can daven any time. You gotta do it every day, but you can do it any time during the day. So that's not called zman grama, because every single day there's an obligation. It's not limited to certain days, and it's not limited to any time during the day. So that we don't call Zman Grama. So once it's not Zman Grama, of course Noshim are going to be obligated. You don't have to come on to the Rav's fancy lumbus that every day is a Sar. Yeah, every day is a Sar, and women need that too, but the reality is they're going to be obligated anyway because it's not Zman Grama. right? Because it's every day and it's any time during the day. Okay. Most poskim, the Mishneh Berurah, and Siman Kuvav, Siv Katan Dalet, the Shagas Aryeh, and several other poskim, many, many poskim, poskim like the Ramban. Mishneh Berurah writes that we poskim like the Ramban, we should poskim like the Ramban, that women are obligated in Shmona Esrei, just like men, Tfila is Rachamim, they're obligated in the Nusach HaTfila, just like men, not once a day, every day. According to the Rambam, it will be enough to say once a day, every day. You don't even have to daven Shmona Esrei, like the Magen Avraham would say. And even the Prima would say that you have to daven Shmona Esrei, as long as you have the format of Sherah, Pakosha, and Hamdah, that's enough. But according to the Rambam, no, no. Women are obligated in the full Takana de Rabbanan of davening three tefillos a day, of davening Nusach HaTfila, you have to daven Shmona Esrei, just like men. It's a mitzvah seish as man grama. No, it's an exception to the rule according to the Ramban, because it's rachamim. So once we say according to the Ramban that women are obligated in the takana de rabbanon of tefillah, so then they have all the obligations of men, presumably. Certainly, at least shachris and mincha, right? They have shachris with the nusach tefillah shmona esrei, and they have mincha as well. They would have to daven more than once a day, because that's part of the Takana de Rabbanan. And according to the Ramban, that Takana de Rabbanan was said for women as well. Why? It's my grammar. No, it's an exception because of Rachamim. According to the Rambam, they weren't included in the Takana de Rabbanan, so they would only have to say one Tchina, one Bakasha. As long as you have the format of Shah, Bakasha, and Hodah, that would be sufficient. Even according to the Ramban, there might be room to be Megal for women when it comes to Marv. You see, I'm hemming and hawing with this two or three, right? Even according to the Ramban, there's room to say that women are only obligated to daven shachas and mincha, but not necessarily married. Why? Why do you think so? Some of you probably have learned brachas. Yes? Tefillas arvis rishus. So the Gemara in brachas quotes machlokes amoraim with the tefillas arvis rishus. We pass in the tefillas arvis rishus. That's how we pass it. Now, what does that mean, Tfilas Arvis Rishus? It doesn't mean Kriyash Mashal Arvis Rishus. That's B'shach B'chol Kumach, that's a pasuk. The Shmona Esrei of Arvis is Rishus. Right? But the Kriyashma is not a Rishus. And once Chazal will Masak and Birchos Kriyashma, to flank the Kriyashma with the Brachas, that's not a Rishus either. You have to say Birchos Kriyashma. But, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim within Kriyashma is also the rice. That's not a Rishus, that's an obligation. But the Shmona Esrei is a Rishus. What is that in Rishus? What kind of a strange idea is that? It's voluntary. Voluntary to daven mitzvahs. They're voluntary. If I like to do it, I feel like it, I do it. If I don't feel like it, I do it. What kind of a strange notion is that? Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So the Rishonim actually asked the Kasha a little bit in a different way, not in a cutesy way. Rishonim asked, Shalom asked the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas. Quotes of Raisa. Tov alo espal arvis mispal shachar shtein. There's a concept of tashlumin. Someone mentioned tashlumin before. David. There's a concept called tashlumin that if you leave out a tefillah accidentally, you can make it up in the next zman tefillah. Leave out marv, you can make it up in shachas. Leave out shachas, you can make it up in mincha. Of course, if you missed mincha also, if you missed making up shachris, even if you daven mincha, if you didn't daven the second Shmona Esrei for mincha, then you can't make up shachris in marv. We don't say, oh, the first Shmona Esrei counts as the tashlumin. No, no, no. The first Shmona Esrei counts as the tefillah of that zman. We'll have to get to the tashlumin. Okay? The first tefillah always counts as the tefillah of that zman. But then if you daven the second Shmona Esrei, that counts as the tashlumin for the previous zman. So the Gemara says that if you miss the tefillah, you can make it up in the next zman tefillah. That's called tashlumin. One of the examples given by the Braisa is Tov alo hispalo arvis hispalo shachar shtayim. What does that sound like? It sounds like tefillah's arvis must be a chova. Because if it's not a chova, what do I have to make it up for? The whole thing was a rishus to begin with, right? How can tefillah's arvis be rishus? The Braisa says that if you miss mariv, there's an opportunity of tashlumin, and there's an obligation of tashlumin during shachris. You're supposed to daven tashlumin. That's the takana de rabbanan. How can there be a takana de rabbanan tashlumin for marav if the whole tefillah is rishus anyway? So the Rishonim have different answers to this question. Tosis in Brachas and Daf Chavot writes that Tfilas Arvis Rishus doesn't really mean Rishus. It means it's not a Chova, but it's not a Rishus. Now what does that mean? There are three levels, says Tosis. There's Chova, that's an absolute obligation, like putting on tefillin. You're obligated to put on tefillin, shaking a lulav on Sukkot. You have to shake a lulav, you have to blow shofar. It's a Chova. Then there's a Rishus. Rishus, voluntary things. You can do what you want. You can eat, but you don't have to eat. Right? You can come to the shir, or you don't have to come to the shir. No, actually, that's a chova. Some things are rishus, some things are chova, and some things are mitzvah. Mitzvah means that it's not a rishus, it's not completely voluntary. If you have something else important, some other mitzvah overes to do, some other temporary mitzvah, right, mitzvah that applies now, and it's not going to apply later, so then this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tfilas Arvis, can be deflected, right? It can be pushed off for the purpose of fulfilling another mitzvah, right? It's not a chova Arvis, but if I have nothing else important, no other mitzvah overes to do, then of course I have a mitzvah to daven. That's what Tosis says. It's not a chova, but it's not really a rishus either. Okay, I don't have a marker. Right? It's not, you can figure it out. It's not a chova, but it's not a rishus either. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's something positive, but it's not an absolute chova. You are great. Unbelievable. Sadik.
Is there one?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Talk about the shira system. Noah's great too. It's not a rishus either. It's a mitzvah. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is, if I don't have any other mitzvah to do, so then I have to daven ma'ariv. I am obligated to daven. But if I have a mitzvah overes, so then I'm talking from davening ma'ariv. I do a mitzvah overes, and I don't do the ma'ariv. If I do the mitzvah, it's not going to be relevant later because I'm going to lose that mitzvah, and that mitzvah is a chova. Let's say that mitzvah is a chova, so then I have to do that mitzvah. That's what Tosus and Brochus writes. But then he quotes a Bahag who says, no, Tfilas Arvis Rishus should be taken pshuto v'mashma. It really is not a mitzvah. It's not a chova. It's not a chova, it's not a mitzvah. It's Rishus Mamish, according to the Bahag. Halachos Gedolos, it's one of the Gaon. How can we understand the Braisa that says that there can be a concept of Tashmah? Not the Bahag. Tfilas Arvis might be Rishus, but once you daven Ma'ariv, if you daven ma'ariv once, you establish it as a chova. Meaning if you make it a minik, certainly if you daven it three times, but if you daven it once with the expectation that, you know, you're saying, I want to daven ma'ariv. I want to be one of those people who davens ma'ariv. So then it becomes a chova for you. It becomes a minik yofir for you. Maybe with one time, certainly with three times, once it becomes a chazaka, then it becomes a minik, and then it becomes an obligation for you to daven. So the Bryce is talking about someone who normally davens ma'ariv. Someone who normally davens ma'ariv, he can't say Tfilas Arvis Rishus anymore because he established it as a chova for himself. So in that context, there's even a din of tashlumin for ma'ariv. That's what the Bahag says. According to Tosis, you don't have to come on today because Tfilas Arvis is a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah overes, then I'm obligated to daven Tfilas Arvis. So that could be the context where I really could have davened, but somehow I forgot to daven. I didn't have a mitzvah overes to do. I just forgot, right? I went to a chasana and I got involved in the dancing and I forgot. I didn't have to dance. You know, you say it's a mitzvah overes and shameh chasim v'kala. Okay. Let's say there was downtime at the chasana. Right? I didn't have to dance at every moment. I forgot to daven. Right? So if a person forgot to daven, then there is a din of tashlumin. But according to the Bahag, it's only someone who established Tfilas Arvis as a chova for himself by davening one time or several times. According to Tosis, even if he didn't establish that, if he didn't have a mitzvah of eres, then nevertheless he forgot, so then there would be a din of tashlumin for him, and if you have to daven tashlumin, it's not shachris. Question.
Women also daven more than once?
We're not up to women yet.
Is Rebbe saying it's a chiyuv because it's being equated to a minhag?
That's what I'm suggesting. I'm not sure if the Bahag, I forget if the Bahag actually says it based on the minute, but that's what it would seem, that a person himself can be kovea in a chova. If he's makabel in upon himself, then it becomes a chiv. Yes?
So would there be an idea anywhere else that you would have to make up a minhag or a custom or something like that? If you were to miss
not necessarily, no. Because specifically in the context of tefillah, chazal and mesakin tashlum, there is a concept of tashlum for shachris. Someone misses shachris, and not everyone is obligated, women and men. Right? So someone misses shachris can daven mincha twice. So we do see a concept of tashlum. The chiddush is that even for tefillas arvis, even if it is a reshus, the ikra din, but because it could be a chova, Chazal allowed you, and maybe even obligated you, to daven tashlum for marav as well. Okay, because there's a special concept of tashlum when it comes to tefillah. That's a question. Yes, sir.
Can't the chova also be pushed off for another mitzvah that you're going to, like a chassan on his wedding night, we say
public from Krishna? Chassan on his wedding night is a different story. Right. That could be a different story. Question whether he really is potter or not potter, not enough for now. Some say he is potter, maybe it's you are ratadavin, maybe it's you are ratadavin. It's complicated. I mean, the general psak aloha for a chassan, by the way, is he should daven. Maybe not with a minion, but when everything settles down and he gets to wherever he's going to be for that night, he should daven. He should take the 5 minutes to daven. You see, we don't have such great kavanah. The Gemara talks about that. You have great kavanah, so a chosan, he's tarred betir das mitzvah, tir das behilav lila rishona, he's not going to be able to be mechavan a kriyashma, he won't be able to be mechavan a tefillah. We don't have such great kavanah, and we don't daven for such a long time. So for us to say kriyashma, it's not the biggest deal. For us to say to daven a little bit, not the biggest deal. There's downtime. A chosan and kavanah are not going to be together every moment, right? So there is time for the chosan daven. So he should daven when he gets an opportunity, he should daven.
I was just asking, is there any other instances
where
there's a
chova,
but you can also be pushed off for another mitzvah?
There are priorities. The Gemara in Sukkah says osik mitzvah is potter. Sometimes a person is osik in one mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. There's a whole discussion when that applies. There are levels of priorities, dina kedima in mitzvahs. It is true, but generally speaking, I mean, in most circumstances, you'll be able to get back to that mitzvah. There's a whole set of halachas that apply to situations where you're not going to be able to get back to the mitzvah. So this is one example, right? The idea of tashlum. Let's say a person, it's getting a little too far afield. We have to analyze in every context to see how that kind of halacha applies. Okay. Why should it be the tefillas arvis rishus? Where did the concept come from? Let's just, for these purposes, let's just talk about the sheet of the Bahag rather than Tosfos. The Tosfos is more complicated. Let's just work with the Bahag. But fundamentally, Tefillas Arvis really is Rishus. It's just if a person davens, Marav, so then he makes it into a Chovah for himself. So according to the Bahag, why is Tefillas Arvis Rishus? Why is it so fundamentally different than all the other Tefillas? So some of the Mefarshim explain that you got to go back to the paradigm. Right. Chazal and Misak and Tefillah, Keneged what? Keneged Avos and Keneged Karbanos. There are two opinions in the Gemara and Brachas on that Chazal and the Beis. Keneged the Karbanos and Keneged the Avos. So why is Tefillah Sarvis Rishus? So first of all, Keneged Karbanos, you know that the different Tefillahs were instituted Keneged the Karbanos that were born in the Beis Hamikdash every day. Shachris is Keneged the Tamir Shal Shachar. Minchas is Keneged the Tamir Shal Ben Arvayim. And Marav is Keneged what? Eivarim, right, the hekta chalav of Eivarim that they put on the Mizbeach the entire night. Now you could bring the chalavim and the Eivarim before the nightfall, right? That you can be makar them before nightfall. But the chiddush is that if you haven't been makar them until then, you can bring them up to the Mizbeach even during the nighttime. And that's what Marav was instituted connected. So the answer, according to the Bahag, why is Tefillas Arvis Rishus? Well, the answer could be that if the Emurim were lost, there's no obligation. Karban is kosher. Taman is kosher. There's no obligation to find other emur. We only put the chalavim and the evarim and the mizbech. We have them, but it's not ma'akev. If they get lost, then there's no inyan to put them. What's more, even if they're not lost, if you put the evarim and the chalavim up before shkia, there's no obligation to put anything on the mizbech after shkia. Right? You could put the Eivarim up before you. So to say there's an obligation to daven after Tzeisach HaKadosh, after nightfall, because there always was a carbon brought after nightfall, that's partially not true. They didn't always bring the chalavim and the evarim during the night. Sometimes they brought it before Tzeisach HaKadosh. So it could be that's why the chachamim, some of the chachamim assume that Tzeisach HaKadosh is Rishus. Because it's not an absolute chova to bring evarim and chalavim at night. Yes?
What about the
Kenegad Avos last night? Oh, so Kenegad Avos also. Avram and Yitzchak, they davened particular tefillos. Avram, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, he davened Shachris. And we assume he davened every day. Vayashkem Avram Baboker, and it says Legavi Stone. He wasn't just getting up to daven for Stone. He davened for Stone already. Then Stone was destroyed. He got up to daven, because he always davened Shachris in the morning, every single day. Vayetze Yitzchak Lesu HaVasadeh, Yitzchak Avinu apparently davened in Mincha every day. Yaakov Avinu, Vayivka Bamokom Avu, what kind of a tefillah was that? Well, first of all, Yaakov Avinu wanted to daven mincha. The sun set early, the sun set, and it turned out, voila, right? Poof, he davened marv. He davened marv because the sun set. He wasn't expecting the sun to set, so the whole tefillah wasn't really a tefillah's marv. He really wanted to daven mincha, but it just happened to be that it turned into the marv because the shkiyas achama occurred suddenly. What's more, the Netziv in his Hamek Sha'olah points out that Yaakov Avinu didn't daven there in Parashas Vayetze because he wanted to daven now. He davened, as Rashi says, Efshah Shavati Amokom Sheisbalu Avosai Velos Balalti. He was going from Eretz Yisrael to Choran, and he didn't really, he didn't know where he passed. Maybe I passed the place that my forefathers davened, I didn't daven, so he turned back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the land Kavtzal HaHoretz. There's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara Chul and the Rashi quotes. So Yaakov Avinu wasn't davening because he wanted to daven at a particular time of the day. He was davening because he wanted to daven in a mokum that his parents davened, his forefathers davened. So to say that Tfilas Arvis is a chovah because Yaakov Avinu davened Tfilas Arvis, it's a misnomer, right? He didn't really daven Tfilas Arvis, something that's it. He davened Mishum Siba, as we would say. There was a reason he wanted to daven. It looks like a Tfilas Arvis, because Vayivka Vamakam Ahu and Shakol of Achama, but it really wasn't a Tfilas Marv. So to say that Tfilas Arvis Chova, it's questionable. So we can understand why those who say Tfilas Arvis Rishus hold Rishus, because Yaakov Avinu's Tfilah was not the Shem Marv. It was the Shem something else. What's more, he didn't even intend to daven Marv. He really wanted to daven, and it turned into a Marv because the sun set. The Rishonim point out that this is all Me'ikir Adin. But once Klal Yisrael will makabel upon themselves to daven Marv, Bizman Hazeh, it becomes a Chol. The whole discussion, the Hag and Tosfos, what is Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Me'ikir Adin. But now it's a Chovah. You have to daven Marv. There's no choice. The halachas we were discussing, there's a mitzvah veres. It depends whether a person daven marav or not. Someone who's born in the 21st century, never daven marav before, he becomes a bat mitzvah, he has to daven marav. Right? That's what they say. Bat mitzvah, what's the first mitzvah that you do? The first mitzvah d'araisa is kriyashma shel arvis. And the first mitzvah d'rabbanan, well, it's probably birchos kriyashma, but okay. He's got to daven marav. He has a chiyah to daven marav. Ah, tfilas arvis v'shus. Bat mitzvah is going to say, I don't have to daven marav. Tfilas arvis v'shus. He'll say, go back to brachas. Learn Gemara Brachas again. Bizman Hazeh, the Rishonim say that Klal Yisrael is makabel upon themselves Tfilas Arvis as a chova, you're obligated to daven Tfilas Arvis. But, there's a caveat. The caveat is that since the chiyuv is only based on the Kabbalah Satzibur, only those who are makabel to daven Marv are obligated to daven Marv. Right? Only the type of people who are makabel. Not saying that people born in the 21st century were part of the original Kabbalah, right? But the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael is Mechay of everyone else if they're the same type of people who were Mechabal originally. What does that mean? That means a typical individual. But sometimes there are people that we can say perhaps were never Mechabal to begin with. What's an Afkemina? Who was not Mechabal? So the Rishonim write, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, that there's no Chazoras Hashatz by Marv. You know that. There's no Chazaras Hashatz. Do you ever wonder why? But some people don't have the Chazaras Hashatz even by Mincha. So we're going to have to talk about the Haicha Kiddush. We'll talk about it as time goes on. Right? But many do have a Chazaras Hashatz by mincha, just like by Shabbos. But Maariv, last I checked, I don't think anyone has a chazar of Shabbos. Why not? The answer is tefillas Ariv is rishus. Even though bizman hazeh it's a chova. It's a chova only because it was a kabbalah satzibur. But the einam bikiyim never makabel. The idea of a chazar of Shabbos is that the shliach tzibur is motzi, those people who are not bikiyim, the daven themselves. But the einam bikiyim are not makabel to daven tefillas Ariv. They don't know how to daven shachas and mincha either, so why would they be makabel Maariv? They were never makabel, so they weren't makabel. There's no chazir as hashatz. That's why there's no chazir as hashatz. Similarly, nashim, women, the Prima Godim writes in his psicha, Teuchas Tefillah, that since the chiyah to daven Maariv is only because of the Kabbalah Satzibur, women are not obligated. And rove women actually don't daven Maariv. Then if you say rove women daven, so maybe that's an indication that women were makabel upon themselves. But the Prima Godim says rove lashim don't daven. Mistama, they weren't makabel upon themselves. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim. There is Simen Kuvav Sivkot and Daven. That's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Simen Kuvav Sivkot and Daven. There is a minig that some women daven Maariv on Leil Shabbos and on Motzei Shabbos. On Leil Shabbos, I don't fully understand why. Maybe it's because they have a little more time. Normally women are very busy with different obligations in the family, whether it's getting supper together or other things, or taking care of the children, etc. So there are many women who do that. Different women who do different things in the home. But since there are many women who are very busy at the time of Maariv, so it could be normally the minute was that women never daven Maariv. But it could be that on Leil Shabbos, maybe more of it is prepared beforehand, so maybe women have more time. I'm not sure. Motzei Shabbos, the reason why many women have a minute to daven is because they want to say Havdalah b'tefillah. It's a special inyan. Even though they could say Baruch Hamad and Kodesh L'chol, they want to do Malacha. But since we do say Havdalah b'tefillah, maybe women feel that they want to be able to the mitzvah of Havdalah b'tefillah. So that's why they daven Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos. That is a minute that many women have. They'll daven Leil Shabbos, and they'll daven Motzei Shabbos as well, daven Maariv. But many women have a minute not to daven Maariv, generally speaking. Right? In the middle of the week, they won't daven Maariv. What's that based on? It's based on the fact that Tefillas Ariv were shus anyway, and women would have a makabel upon themselves. Because they would have a makabel upon themselves, that's why women don't have an obligation to daven. Okay, these are two very important nafkimina to this reality that the Tefillas Ariv were shus is only a chovah because of the Kabbalah Satzibur. First, the Ein of Bekiyim, that's why there's no Chazaras Hashatz in Maariv. And secondly, women would have makabel upon themselves, as the Prima Godim says, so therefore they generally don't daven Maariv, except in certain cases, like on Leil Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, for special reasons they'll daven Maariv then. And even then, there are some women that still don't daven Maariv. Questions? Okay. There are some who have pointed out that maybe there's another tefillah that we can distinguish between men and women for. What tefillah is that? Musaf, exactly. Are women obligated in Tfilas Musaf? Kiva Eger writes in his Chidushim on the Magen Avraham, quotes of Besamim Rosh. The Tshuva's Besamim Rosh, when it originally came out, people attributed it to the Rosh. But then they realized it was a forgery. It's not the Rosh. It was written in the time of the Gedolei Achronim, Kiva Eger and the Magen Avraham. So it's not one of the Rishonim, but it's quoted by the Achronim, it's quoted by the Poskim, because even though it's not one of the Rishonim, but there's a lot there, and it was written, it's not in the 21st century, it was written, you know, several hundred years ago, so obviously whoever wrote it, had what to say. So even though it's not as early as we think it is, but it's still quoted in the Halach. The Eger quotes to the Samin Rosh, who says that he thinks Noshim should be exempt from Tfilas Musaf. As the Besamim Rosh, because Musaf comes as a zecher for the chi of Karbonos. Karbonos Sibur. What is Musaf about? It's about the Karbon Musaf. It's coming as a zecher for the obligation the Klal Yisrael had to bring Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that women didn't give the Machzis HaShekel. They're not obligated to give the Machzis HaShekel. They can if they want, but they're not obligated to give the Machzis HaShekel. Says the Besamim Rosh, if women are not obligated to the Machzis HaShekel, they don't have a chelek in the Karbonos Sibur. So So since women don't have a chelik in the karbana sibur because they don't give matzah shekel, and the tefillah of musaf is only a zecher to the karbana sibur that will grow in the Beis HaMikdash, women are not obligated in tefillah musaf. But says the Besamim Rosh, Kfar Noagu l'hispalel kol dovar v'chivu atzman b'chol ha-mitzvah. He adds this thing at the end. Ikra, then they really should be potter, says the Besamim Rosh. But women already obligated themselves, they come to Musa, they daven Musa, so therefore they have to daven Musa. That's what he says. They really should be potter, but they obligated themselves, the minig is to daven. Well, so Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Mikroi Kodesh on Purim, Simin Yud, he's talking there about a lot of chiyuvim of women, the chiyuv of women in Matzah Sashekel, and Parsha Zohar, and other things. So there, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes that the achronim are mispoiled on this Besamim Rosh. So they don't understand what the Besamim Rosh is saying. Because if you tell me that Tfilas Musaf is dependent on the obligation to give Matzah Shekel, so can you think of anyone else who should be potter from Musaf? Sorry? Anyone under 20, according to some sheet. Some say that the shear from Matzah Shekel, once a person is bar mitzvah, bar or bas mitzvah, excuse me, bar mitzvah, because women are turks. Once a person becomes bar mitzvah, he's obligated to give Matzah Shekel. There are Rishonim who say no. Even Bar Mitzvah is potter from Matzah Shekel until he becomes a Ben Chof. He becomes 20 years of age. So according to that sheet in the Rishonim, anyone less than 20 should be potter from Musaf. Similarly, the Mishnah in Shkalo quotes one Shita, Ben Bukhri, that a Kohen doesn't give Matzah Shekel. And the Levi doesn't give Matzah Shekel. Wow, so all the Kohanim, how many Kohanim are there here? How many Kohanim? Any Kohanim? Levium? The Kohanim and the Levium would be potter from davening Musaf, based on the logic of the Besamim Rosh. Because Kohanim and Levium, and according to the Rishonim, those less than 20, are like Noshim. They're not obligated to give Matzah Shekel. If they give it, they accept it, but they're not obligated. So if we say that the Chiyuv of the Daven Musaf is linked to the Matzah Shekel, so then anyone who's part of the game of Master Shah should be part of the Musa. How are you talking? Come on. We didn't see in the Gemara. Gemara is saying, or Rishon is saying, that Kohanim and Levim and those who are younger than 20 are part of the Davin Musa. You never find something like that. What's the answer? The answer is that the Kapara Sakramanos is not dependent on giving of the Shkolim. Just because a person doesn't give the Shkolim doesn't mean he's not included in the Kapara of the Karbanos. He might not be obligated in the Chiv of Matzah Shekel, but he gets the Kapara Sakramanos. And anyone who gets the Kapara Sakarbonus should be included in Tfilas Musaf. Because the Tfilah of Musaf is instituted as a Zecher to the Kapara Sakarbonus. Not as a Zecher to the Chiv of Matzah Shekel. That's how you got the Kapara, but the Mitzvah of Musaf is to daven as a Zecher to the Kapara Sakarbonus. So everyone is in the Kapara. You're part of Kol Yisrael, you have Kedusha Sisrael, you're part of the Kapara Sakarbonus. Women get the Kapara. What, because women don't give the Shekel, they're not part of the Kapara? It's terrible to say something like that.
But everyone should do it, right?
Even the Besamim Rosh would have said that they're not included in the Kapara. But the Besamim Rosh felt that the Chiyuv of Musaf should be dependent on the Chiyuv of Matzah Shekel. Because women are not obligated in giving Matzah Shekel, he felt that women should be potter from Musaf. Amni Achron, in the Ritzvi Pesach Ren quotes in the Mikra Kodesh, they say, why is Musaf dependent on the Chiyuv to give Matzah Shekel? Maybe it should be dependent on the Kapara Sakarbonis. Why should it be dependent on the chiyuv to give matzah shekel? It should be dependent on kapara sakarbanos. And even people who don't give matzah shekel should be included in kapara sakarbanos. So therefore, me'ikarad din women should be obligated in Musaf. Not like the Besamim Rosh, that, well, they were kabbalah upon themselves, so they're probably chayav anyway. No, me'ikarad din they should be chayav, but they're part of the kapara sakarbanos. Mishnah Berurah quotes that Tzlach, the Yehuda, who says that the Iker Adin, women should be potter from Musaf. He says, I'll give you a reason why they should be potter. You know why? According to the Ramban, they should be potter, says the Tzlach. Can you think of why? What did the Ramban say? What's the Chiyuv of women? What's the Tachanun exactly, Jordan?
Because
Ezra. Racham. Jordan looked up just as Ezra spoke, so I attributed it to Jordan. Okay. It was a good stare, Jordan. The Ramban says, if tefillah is a sasei shazman gram, and asher shevi p'turo, so why they cry? Because of rachamim. Rachamim. Comes at Tzlach and says, based on that logic, women should be exempt from musaf. Because musaf is the only tefillah that's not because of rachamim. Shachas milcha marav are based on rachamim. But musaf has nothing to do with rachamim. What do we daven for in musaf? Shibana based on Migdash and Herb Yamedu, and we should bring a carbon musaf. That's what the musaf says. That's what the tefillah musaf is all about. So I know we say the same bakasha at the end of the tefillah, just like we say on Shabbos, Shachas, and Mincha. But fundamentally, the tefillah of musaf is not about rachamim. The emes is, even the tefillah of kachena v'mitzvosef is not really rachamim. That's ruchnius. Rachamim, we talk about rachamim, we mean gashmi estika, bakashas, right? Like parnosa and health, and etc. So musaf is not about rachamim. It's about bringing the carbon musaf in the Beis HaMikdash. Says that Tzlach, according to the Ramban, and we paskin like the Ramban, right, we're machmeh for the Ramban to assume that women are obligated without it more than just shachas, but even mincha, because we apparently assume that the chiyuv of women is based on rachamim, that even though it's on grama, they're still obligated. According to the Ramban, it should come out that avada, they should be potter for musaf, because musaf is not a tefillah of rachamim. So we revert back to the Ikar HaDin, that musaf is a mitzvah seh shazman grama, and if it's man grama, nashim up to us. It's a chap of the tzlach. Right? Here, we're sitting here pilpiling whether tefillah musaf is based on chiyuv to give matzah a shekel, or the kaparas hakarbanas. Comes the tzlach and says, think about it. It's man grama. Of course nashim should be pteros, because it's not based on rachamim. Noshim are only chayavas in tefillah because of rachamim. So any tefillah that's not rachamim, perforce, willy nilly, noshim should be pturos because it's man grama. So that's why they should be pturos from musa. That's what the tzlach says. Yes.
Are all tefillahs on Shabbos not rachamim?
So the other tefillahs of Shabbos, they really are tefillahs of rachamim. It's just chazal or mesakim because of tircha de tzibura. Chazal said that you don't have to daven a whole long Shema Esrei. But it's Ke'ilu, right? When we give our one bakasha, saving the Chaseinu, Kachenu Misosecha, Sefa Kenu Misosecha, since we talk about bakashas, even though those bakashas are very general, Sabeinu Mituvecha, what does that mean? It really means Ruchnias, but we're Kol El Gashmias in that also, that one bracha. But basically, it's Ke'ilu Yudavin Yudches Brachas. That's really the pshat. It's Ke'ilu Yudavin all Yudches Brachas. So we look at Shachas and Mincha of Shabbos as being tefillos of Rachamim. But Musaf is not connected at tefillah of Yuches Brachas. It's not a tefillah of Rachamim. It's a tefillah that we should be zocha to see the Beis HaMikdash and to be able to bring the carbon Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a tefillah of Rachamim b'chlam. So it says that Tzlach, according to the Ramban, women should be exempt because it's a mitzvah seh shazman. Yes. Still Zman Grama because it doesn't apply every day. Okay. This idea that Tfilas Musaf is the only tefillah that's instituted dafka keneged the carbon. Now, to put it differently, Gemara in Barakas and Abchavav on the base has two different makaros for tefillah. It's tefillos avos tiknum and tefillos keneged tmidim tiknum, keneged carbon tiknum. It's basically saying that every tefillah is keneged carbon and it's keneged rachamim. The tefillos avos tiknum. The Avos daven because of Rachim, not because there were not Kabbalahs in that time. I mean, they brought Kabbalahs, but not Kabbalahs in the Beis HaMikdash, so it wasn't, there were no Tmidim. So, Keneged Avos, Tfilos Avos Tiknum is like Rachim, and Tfilos Keneged Karbon Tiknum is Keneged Karbon. Musaf is the only Tfilah that's not Keneged Avos. It's not Keneged Avos, it's not Keneged Rachim. It's only Keneged Karbon. So, one important nafkamina to that fact is Noshim, as we discussed, it's Tzlach with the Ramban. The Paskin point out there are two very other important nafkamina lemaisa that relate to this issue, that musaf is only keneged karbon. First of all, tashlumin. Is there tashlumin for Musaf? Let's say someone forgot Musaf. Can he daven a tashlumin? Right? According to the Shita, that Musaf is only the first 7 hours, the question is relevant even on Shabbos itself. According to the Shita, that it's all day, so the question would be relevant for after Shabbos. Can I daven Musaf right after? Mar. I'll daven Mar and Musaf. Sounds bizarre, right? Well, it sounds so bizarre because we don't do it, so don't worry. It doesn't matter that it sounds bizarre. Right? To daven a chol shmona esrei and Musaf. Daven a tashlumin for Musaf, a chol. It sounds weird. The fact is, we don't. Tosas and Bracha says there's no tashlumin for Musaf Bechlam. Why? Because what's the reason we daven tashlumin? Chazal is the tashlumin. Halavai shi yispal adam kol hayom kulo. The Gemara says, really, a person should be davening every moment of the day, davening every second. He needs rachamim every moment of the day. But we can't force people to daven every moment of the day. They have other very important things to do. They have to come to Seder, and they have to make a parnasa, etc., etc. They're very important things to do. So Chazal instituted particular times to daven. But since Halavai Shi Yisfal Adam Kol Hayom Kulo, Chazal say, even if you miss the opportunity to daven a Shacharis, you can make it up, because you really should be davening all day. So the whole day is a Zman of Tefillah. So therefore, you can daven a Tashlumin. But they limited it to the next Zman Tefillah, Shacharis, during Mincha, Mincha during Marv, etc. But Musaf is not Rachamim to begin with. So the principle, Halavai Shi Yisfal Adam Kol Hayom Kulo, doesn't apply to Musaf. So Chazal never instituted Tashlumin for Musaf. If you missed it, that's over, it's over. So there's a machlokas tanoim when you can daven it. The first 7 hours of the day, the whole day. But after that time, avar zmano, batal karbon. It's only keneged karbon. So it's only keneged karbon, avar zmano, batal karbon. The other tefillahs are not only keneged karbon, they're also keneged rachamim. Halavayashi is followed up and called a kulo. So even after, if you missed the tefillah in its particular time, you can make it up in the next time, but not Musaf. That's issue number two. And issue number three, what happens on Shabbos if you started Tfilas Chol? Right? You started saying, Ata Chonen, what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shabbos, in Simen Reish Samach Chesed Beis, based on the Gemara in Brachas and Achaf Aleph, right, said if you started Ata Chonen on Shabbos, you have to finish the Bracha. Right? Instead of Ata Kidashta, you said Ata Chonen, so then you finish the Bracha, right? That's what you do on Shabbos. Why do you do that? It's the wrong bracha. It's the wrong Shmona Esrei. The answer is, as we just said before, you really should be davening Shmona Esrei, the full Yilchaz brachas, even on Shabbos. Because of Tircha de Tzibura, Chazal didn't want to be matriach on people to daven all Yilchaz brachas, so they instituted a Shmona Esrei with only 7 brachas. 3 in the beginning, 3 in the end, and 1 in the middle. But you really should be davening all Yudches brachas, or all Yudtes brachas, if you will, right? So if you started Ata Chonein, you can't just stop right there, because that bracha is relevant to Shabbos. You really should be saying this on Shabbos also. So Chazal say, finish the bracha. That's the reason why you have to finish the bracha. And we know that, as the Mishnah Berurah points out there in Sukkot and Vav, that if a person just said Atah, then at Maariv and Mincha he just continues, he'll say Atah Kidashta or Atah Echad. It's a little bit of a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Echad and the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Let's say you really were thinking Atah Chonein, somehow you stopped yourself. You said Atah and you stopped, but you were thinking Chonein. Could be according to the Shulchan Aruch, in that case you really would have to finish the whole bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, as long as it's not nikar b'diburo, it's not recognizable that you started a whole bracha of the Shmona Esrei, you can continue, you can say Ata Kidash, then you don't say Ata Chon, you don't continue Ata Chon. Yes, if you just said Ata, then you can continue Ata Kidash, or Milcha, you can continue Ata Echad. If you said Ata, instead of Yismach Moshe, in Shachar, so then you have to finish that bracha. But says the Shulchan Aruch, this is only true for Shabbos Mincha Marav of Shabbos, not for Musaf. Right? If you started Ata Chonin in Musaf, Ata Chonin in Musaf, you stop right there and then. Ata Chonin la'adam, stop right there. It doesn't matter how much you say. Stop right there. Posek afilu be'emtza. Why are you posek afilu be'emtza? So we just said that the brachas of the Tfilas Chol are relevant to Shabbos too, so why should we be posting that? So the Mefarshim explained, the Chesed Mishnah explained, on the Rambam. The answer is because the Tfilas Musaf is not Yudches Brachos, it's a different Tfilah. It's not Keneged Rachamim, it's only Keneged Karban. So there's no connection to the Yudches Brachos. So this Bracha is completely out of character, it's out of place here in Musaf. So that's why if you started the Bracha in Musaf, you started a Bracha with Tfilas Chol in Musaf, you're posing up to the Be'emes. If it's Shachas Mechon Mar, then you have to finish the Bracha. If you said more than Atel, you said Atachonen. If in Shachas, if you said even after that, you have to finish the bracha. When it comes to Musaf, you won't have to finish the bracha because Musaf and Yudches brachas have nothing to do with each other. So the bracha is completely out of place. So you're posek afilu b'emesa. So these are the three very important halachas that emerge from this yisod. The tefilas Musaf is only keneged karban. That's why if you started the bracha atachonein in Musaf, you stop right there and then, and you continue to Yom Tashamas. That's why there's no Tashlumen for Musaf, because Tashlumen is based on Alavai Sheyisbal Adam Kala Yom Kulo. And that's why, according to the Tzlach, women should be Pturos from Musaf, because if not Rachamim, if it's not Rachamim, then because it's the Mitzvah Seh Shazman Gram, and Asher Shetaka be Pturos. It's sort of interesting that it's a little Benachochu. Most women come to Shul for Musaf. Many women miss Shachas. And yet, according to the Tzlach, they should definitely become Shachas. They want to leave for Musaf. Maybe they can leave for Musaf. I never saw any women joining the Kiddush Club. But look, there are many women who come to daven Musaf. It's a wonderful thing. According to some Mefarshim, according to the some in Rosh, maybe the Taka Mechuyavos. According to some Achronim, maybe the Mechuyavos. It's only the Tzlach who says that they're Pturos. Okay? But according to some Achronim, they really are obligated to daven Musaf. So it's probably appropriate for women to daven Musaf. It's appropriate for them to daven Shachris. The question is whether they're actually obligated in Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that's why women are a bit more lax, because they might not be obligated in Tefillah B'Tzibur. They daven themselves. They daven themselves. I mean, the real reason is because, especially women who are taking care of children, it's hard to come Shachris, to bring the children. They come Musaf because the children are there. The children should not be running around in shul. But the children are there, so the women come at the end because it's a little bit easier for the children to handle a shorter time of davening. But this issue as to whether women are obligated in Tfilas Musaf is a diyud in the poskim. Diyud in the poskim. So what comes out of the Maisa is that you have a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven once a day every day. Both the Rambam and the Ramban hold that there's an obligation on men to daven three times a day. There is the discussion whether Tfilas Arvis Rishus with Bizman Azeh, or since all of Klai Yisrael is Mekabel as a Chovah, that is an obligation on every man to daven three times a day. For women, it's questionable. For women, there is an obligation to daven at least once a day, every day, according to the Rambam. The Mishneh Berurah quotes Achronim Upaskin, like the Ramban, that women should be obligated to daven more than once a day, and the Nusach of the Shmona Esrei, because the Takanah Rabbanan of davening applied to women as well, because of Rachamim. Marid, though, there is room to be makel, because it might be only Rishulis, and women would not makabel upon themselves. And Musaf is a machlogus in the poskim, and it's a good idea. It's good for women to daven Musaf, because we see from many Achronim that they assume that women were makabel upon themselves as a chovah to daven Musaf.